You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Stephanie Breedlove, the co-founder of Care.com HomePay, the nation's leading household payroll and tax service. Stephanie is also author of All In, How Women Entrepreneurs Can Think Bigger, Build Sustainable Businesses, and Change the World. Stephanie, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, Eric, it's my pleasure. Happy to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So for starters, Stephanie, please tell us a little bit about your story, specifically how and why you decided to start your company, and what did the process of starting a company look like for you, and what were your goals and execution strategies in all regards?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Bit of quick background for fellow entrepreneurs out there. I started in corporate America. I worked for Accenture, which was Anderson Consulting at the time, and enjoyed my career, actually. And about 6 years in, I started to feel that maybe I really wasn't as good as I ought to be at my job. I wasn't moving as forward as I'd like to be, and started to realize maybe my best talents and my passion were in another place. And that's what led me to entrepreneurship and to start HomePay. And what I wanted to share about the story of starting the company is, in today's media world, everyone thinks you have an idea and you get venture capital and you start this amazing company and it becomes Facebook and you ride off into the sunset. And the reality is we really went through about three core elements that I think were instrumental to starting a company and I think would help anyone to know. The first is we tested for 2 years. I didn't quit my job once we had the idea to start a payroll tax and benefits company is what we had for household employers. And we spent about 2 years testing on the side, building a minimum viable product before we felt like we had enough information about the marketplace and what we were doing to make the leap. And I think a lot of people are afraid to do that hard work. And I think that was critical to our success. The second thing that we did in the beginning is, and I know this sounds kind of cliche, but it's so important, is we took the time to prepare. We built a business plan. We built a budget. We talked about what was the bankroll going to look like. Was it our savings? Was it family and friends? Were we going to try to get a loan rather than just hoping it would all work out? And I'm actually almost 25 years past this, and I looked at the business plan the other day, and it was all of about 7 pages long. This wasn't grandiose. And it really was what got the business on its feet. And the last thing about what it looked like, I talked about the bankroll. We ended up self-funding, which most entrepreneurs do. The reality is very few have outside funding. We're trying to figure out how to make it on our own. And I actually feel that hunger and that stress when you're using your own dollars to get a business going is often what gives you that extra oomph to actually push through to the next phase, to start turning a profit and to start to scale. So I'm a fan of some level of bootstrapping. So for me, in starting the company, we tested, we planned, and then we bootstrapped, which actually I think helped set it up for success.
Certainly a lot we can learn from what you've just mentioned here and through your experiences. Thanks for sharing that in detail. Now, starting a company successfully looks very different from scaling a company successfully. What were your priorities that created a successful launch, and how did those priorities have to shift to allow you to scale?
Eric, this is one of my favorite topics, and there's a lot written on it, actually, and most that is written is spot on. When you start a company, and for those who are out there who have just started a company and are less than 3 to 5 years in, you're 100% focused on just crafting your idea, whether it's a service or a product, and then getting it to the marketplace. And that process isn't necessarily efficient. And the process of building the product isn't necessarily efficient. And your operations inside, even if there's just a few of you, aren't necessarily efficient. And that's how it goes for every company. At startup, in those first few years, you are just giving it all you got to build the product and to bring it to the marketplace. So it's as good as it can be, and people want to buy it. And then all of a sudden, you start to get some traction, and things start to go well. And this is the space where I think a majority of entrepreneurs fall apart and have such an opportunity to realize grand scale and can't realize that they have to make a change. And when you need to scale because growth is upon you, which is a good problem to have, you can't just be focused on the product and how do you get it to market. You have to completely shift the focus of your company to the stuff that's kind of boring and not sexy. Infrastructure, how do you set up your departments and your operations, focus on efficiency, spending money on automation and sewing software products together, setting up standards for your employees, and even how you want to run your culture. I'll give you an example. When we were first in business for 3 or 4 years, we had like 4 employees, and everybody was a jack of all trades. Everybody learned everything so that we all could help out whenever we needed it, all hands on deck. And then we started to grow, and that became a disaster. And we had to shift from jack of all trades to actually setting up departments where people had expertise. And then there was a focus on a quality handoff so each department could grow and scale. And we could have 5 departments that had 2 people and then 3 people and then 8 people. And that transition as a co-founder of a company was really, really hard because it kind of went from the dream and the sexy part of bringing a company to market to how do you build it so that it can be of value long term. So my focus is on start and then scale.
Stephanie, what are the core strategies that you feel all entrepreneurs should focus on to strengthen growth and value, and what milestones were achieved for your company as a result of focusing on these strategies?
Oh, Eric, I feel really strongly about these. I'm a real proponent of the entrepreneurial dream is really realized in a marathon, not a sprint. And I have one that I love to share that I think is really important, and that's around your core differentiator in the marketplace. Not just what's the problem and tangibly what's the solution, but looking at it differently of what does your client perceive that they are buying when they purchase it? How is your service or your product going to integrate into their behavior and into their day? And an example of how we tackled that is we didn't say people need to have payroll and taxes handled. We said people need to have peace of mind and quality care relationships in their home, a relationship between a caregiver and a child or an elder parent. And what we are really selling is quality of a relationship and peace of mind. And that led us to focus on building a consulting department to be there for our clients when they needed us. We weren't just cranking numbers. And some milestones to share behind that strategy. As we got to be about 10 years old, that strategy produced word of mouth marketing that drove about 25% of all of our new clients. So there's a tangible example of focusing on your core differentiator and how it actually fuels growth. I think the second thing, if I'm going to choose 3, is to focus on the financials. Entrepreneurs, I think, traditionally are idea people, and we like to say, you know, my bookkeeper will take care of that. My accountant will take care of that. My CFO is responsible for that. And the reality is, I think the difference between making it or even mild success and grand success is a founder's ability to grow a decent knowledge around the financials that help drive really important decisions. And that's hard to do. Kind of I think the message here is, as a founder, you have to have a mindful skill set and look at your business very holistically. And third, I think I would say focus on long-term strategies. I think I mentioned just a moment ago that I believe that entrepreneurship is a marathon, not a sprint. And take the time to build it right. Build strong workflow. Build efficiency practices. Build HR practices. Find your secret sauce and really focus on that. And I think those are the three areas that I would say are core strategies for entrepreneurs to focus on.
Awesome information right there today. We are joined by Stephanie Breedlove, co-founder of Care.com, HomePay, the nation's leading household payroll and tax service. Stephanie is also author of All In, How Women Entrepreneurs Can Think Bigger, Build Sustainable Businesses, and Change the World, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7. On TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Stephanie, you recently had a successful exit after a 20-year journey, selling your company for $55 million, which is quite impressive, understatement there. What did the process look like, and what advice do you have for entrepreneurs on preparing and executing an exit?
Well, Eric, this is a topic we could do a whole show on, but I'd like to give just some tangible tips that I think entrepreneurs ought to focus on. I think the first is that business owners are not spending their day planning for an exit. You're spending your day working in your business, and if you're growing it, you're working on your business. But in the decisions that you make working on your business, you really should have in the back of your mind this little thought of, is this the decision, this decision I'm about to make, is it good strategy for the future of my business, for the business in 5 years or 10 years without me? And that way you always have this built-in extra purpose of planning for an exit. And it really is just smart business. I would say that second, that if you have the opportunity to go through an exit and someone is acquiring your company, trust that you're the best representative and leader of the team. Yes, you do need lawyers and accountants and sometimes consultants to help you along the way. But I think a lot of us turn this process over to brokers or other exit strategy experts. And really no one can shepherd a successful acquisition with your company in mind, yourself in mind, and your mission in mind than you. So have the confidence to be at the lead of the team as you go through an exit. And I think the last I would say is that have your criteria that you think is really important to you in selling your company for front and foremost in front of you at all times, and pick those battles and compromise on almost everything else. And you will probably end up with an acquisition that you're very happy about, because if you pick every battle, you come to an impasse. And if you pick the ones that are important to you, the other side realizes how passionate you are and that they need to work with you for it to be a win. And for us, that helped us stay the course and be very strategic as we came through the exit.
Again, quite impressive, and we really appreciate all the information shared here today so far. Now, also, I've mentioned a couple of times you have a new book, All In, How Women Entrepreneurs Can Think Bigger, Build Sustainable Businesses, and Change the World. How did you decide to write this book, and what was the goal here?
Eric, thank you for asking me this question. I have never been dying to be an author, but in a nutshell, as I participated in growing a business of scale, our business was at about $15 million in revenue when we exited. And as we got bigger, I began to feel more and more alone. I had fewer female cohorts in that there just aren't that many women yet in the evolution growing businesses of scale. So after I exited, I did a little soul searching and a little bit of research. And I learned that women are looking for female role models as a core criteria for having the confidence to answer the entrepreneurial call, or even more importantly, to build a company to a scalable level. So I decided to write All In really as a tool filled with my business strategies and my personal strategies as I navigated the journey, hopefully to be of help to women behind me.
Well, Stephanie, as we conclude, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final word, or anything else you'd like to share? You've shared a lot of rich information here today, but is there anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
Absolutely. It's my favorite tip of everything that I recommend to entrepreneurs, and I call it grow your career. And what I really mean by this is a lot of business owners get lost in the day-to-day, focus on deadlines and crisis. And the growth of your business depends on your ability to work on the business, not just in the business. And so when you focus on growing your skills, growing your career, the people behind you grow, your company grows, and it becomes a strategy for success. And it's one that I've employed my entire career.
Well, Stephanie, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you today. And obviously, before you go, we'd love to know where we can get more information in all regards, and how could we also be in touch?
Absolutely. I have a website, stephaniebreedlove.com, in which I have a thriving entrepreneurial community. I write every week and impart additional tips and advice, and I've got my email on there. And also, you can find All In anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore.
Again, Stephanie, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and all in your endeavors. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
My pleasure, Eric.
We've been speaking with Stephanie Breedlove, co-founder of Care.com, HomePay, the nation's leading household payroll and tax service. Stephanie is also author of All In, How Women Entrepreneurs Can Think Bigger, Build Sustainable Businesses, and Change the World. And for more information, visit StephanieBreedlove.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.